Subterra, Episode 3. Ace walked away from the Mass 7, and within 100 meters or so, a faint light crept back into the tunnel. There was a relay junction ahead for the transport system. There was enough light there for him to finish his journey. He adjusted the iris on his optics, slung his backpack over his shoulder, and picked up his pace. It took him another half hour to reach his destination. Sublevel 23 housed one of the largest chambers in the entire bunker complex. At one time, it was a natural cavern, but it had been hollowed out by workers and reinforced with steel beams to create a dome-shaped chamber. At the very top, almost 100 meters high, was a cylindrical opening. A constant waterfall of debris rained down into a mountainous pile in the center of the room. Its official name was the Disposal Repository, but everyone called this place the Grotto. There were one or two dwellers rooting through the trash. They had sickly gray skin and were dressed in ragged cloaks.
Give me that, that's mine.
They were desperate, but they knew enough not to bother Ace. Besides, he was going to be in and out of there in minutes. Ace found a canyon in between two large mounds of metal waste. Twisted, corrugated tin, rusted iron scraps, and low-grade stainless steel. The steep wall of debris hid him from view from the dwellers, and there were no cameras in the grotto. He edged back toward the far end of the chamber. He came to the end of the metal canyon and looked around. He had left a marker there 2 days before. A tattered piece of red fabric. It might have been clothing before, but he didn't know. What he did know was that there weren't a lot of colorful objects in the grotto. It was all gray and black and dull. But this would stand out and mark his hiding place. The object was not overly large, but it was heavy. He pulled a sheet of strong canvas from his backpack and loaded the thing into it. He twisted the ends of the canvas into a makeshift handle and started to drag the object back into the trash canyon. It was hard work, but the canvas made it easier as he slid it across the smooth deck of the chamber. Once in a while, he had to pull the canvas over a bit of rubble or a fallen pipe. But soon he was clear of the grotto and back in the tunnels. With any luck, he would make it home without being seen.
Subterra was created by Warren Davis and Steve Kruger. Performed by Marty Yu.